So what's your plan for the future for him?
Well, so he had a lobectomy, and, you know, they found less than 1% microscopic tumor in the primary, and all the nodes were negative.
Did they take his spleen out?
Well,
through the diaphragm?
He was offered that, and so far, he hasn't elected to do that because, you know, after radiation, his VATS lobectomy was not a trivial operation because of the scarring from the radiation.
And, does it make sense to take the lobectomy and not take this?
He had radiation to his left upper lobe and hilum.
He had all the
at the same time that he had his supraclavian radiation?
Yeah.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, he had a big, huge port. I mean, but, you know, I am
And why did he do that? He was getting Avastin, cetuximab during the radiation.
No Avastin.
Stop the Avastin.
Stop the Avastin.
You kept the cetuximab going?
Yeah.
During the radiation.
Oh, yeah, the cetuximab, it's good because you can give it weekly. And the question about this is maintenance. So he was restarted on maintenance cetuximab a week after his surgery, and he's remained on that. About 6 weeks after his surgery, he was restarted on Avastin with the cetuximab. He, you know, after his lobectomy, took off for the first time from work, and now he's going back to work. But, you know, his cetuximab rash, of course, came back with eventions.